This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A lawyer for Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of Libya's late dictator, said armed men had prevented him from lodging an appeal on Thursday against his client's disqualification from next month's presidential election, adding to fears of turmoil around the vote. Disputes around issues, including the eligibility of candidates, are threatening to derail the election set for December 24th, and with it a UN-backed peace process aimed at ending a decade of chaos since Muammar Gaddafi was toppled. Late on Wednesday, the Elections Commission disqualified Saif al-Islam and 24 others out of a field of 98 presidential hopefuls subject to appeals. Libya's judiciary will have the final say on the list of candidates, according to the commission and the UN. A large French military convoy heading for a French base in violence-scarred central Mali remained blocked in Burkina Faso on Thursday after being hampered by protest. It first has to transit through Burkina Faso, which lies to the south, and then through Niger to the east. After entering Burkina's territory from Ivory Coast last week, the convoy was slowed by protesters. France has deployed more than 5,000 troops in the Sahel, backed by planes and drones to shore up Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso against jihadists who launched a bloody insurgency more than 9 years ago. But false rumors proliferating on social media, which were also recounted by several protesters, claimed the convoy was in fact carrying weapons for the jihadists. Anger at the security crisis has spilled over into the political arena, where thousands have demonstrated against President Roch Marc Christian